Okay, ready? Thank you for coming. Can we all please rise to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to welcome you guys all to the town board dated, what's today, February 11th, 2025. We have everybody here but Susan Phillips for roll call. Do we have any county staff introductions?
Welcome back to Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office. Judith Rodriguez from Comprehensive Planning, Clark County.
Okay, I'd like to ask a couple things of our attendees. We have a couple procedures that we ask. We ask for all conversations to be held only if you're speaking or if you're the applicant. And if you have any conversations, we ask for you to take them outside. You're more than welcome to come
Excuse
back
me,
in.
Gentlemen.
During the presentations, the applicants will come up and they'll give their presentations. And then after that, we'll open it to the public on each item. And then the public can get a chance to speak. And then we'll close it to the public and open it to the board, and then the board will be discussing items, and then we'll take a vote. After that, it will be closed to the public, and if you have any other conversations that you would like, you can either notify your public offices or you can do it in written notice. Okay, so we're going to have a public comment section, which is right now. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about this item within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to this podium, speak clearly your name and address, and please spell your last name for record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. And can I get a motion to approve the minutes of January 28th, 2025?
So moved.
There's a motion on the board to approve the minutes for January 28th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get an approval for the agenda for February 11th, 2024?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, February 11, 2025, with the following changes. Item number 2 will be heard first.
Yes.
Item number 9 will be heard second, and then we will do item number 1 and so forth on that.
There's a motion for the agenda for February 11 to hear 2 and 9 first prior to the other agenda items. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So we're going to hear number 2 first. The applicant, is he here? You are here tonight. VA240767, County of Clark County Public Works, vacate an abandonment of a portion of right-of-way being Goldilocks Avenue, located between Maryland Parkway alignment and Tamara Street alignment, a portion of right-of-way being Kellen Street, located between Robindale Road and Chestnut Lane alignment, a portion of right-of-way being Las Vegas Beltway, located between Robindale Road and Chestnut Lane alignment, a portion of right-of-way being Miladucks Avenue, located between Maryland Parkway alignment and Tamara Street alignment, a portion of right-of-way being Penelope Parkway, court located between Maddox Avenue and Matthew Avenue, a portion of right-of-way being Layman Dawn Street, located between Robindale Road, Chestnut Street alignment, a portion of Angelica Street, a portion of right-of-way being Odell Street, located between Matthews Avenue and Metcalf Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Angelica Street, located between Matthew Avenue and Metcalf Avenue, at a portion of right-of-way being Metcalf Avenue, located between O'Donnell Street and Angelica Street with Paradise. That's a lot.
Good evening. Good evening, Chair, town board members. I'm Tony Papazian, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, for the record. If I could add your attention to the overhead. Robidel, we have Robidel Street to the north. What you can see to the south, we have Windmill. Right there, Windmill Avenue, Windmill Lane to the south. And we seek approval to vacate the pink highlighted, which are roads that were there at one time. Back in 1991, this parcel was subdivided and recorded. Obviously, I have a subdivision map. And in 1991, Clark County Public Works purchased the right-of-way for the Beltway. Beltway didn't exist back then. We were purchasing right-of-way, and the right-of-way highlighted here in pink is no longer needed for the subdivision map. And to produce a reversionary map, we need to vacate the right-of-way first, and then we can produce a reversionary map so that it goes back to raw parcels. As you can see, you can't even access some of these parcels and or roadways, either because of the 215 or it's bifurcated by the channel. So I seek your approval today to vacate these roads so we can process our reversionary map and move forward to revert back to acreage. That's my spiel. If you have any questions,
Okay. Being heard, and we're going to open it to the public. Does anybody want to be heard on this item? With no one being here, I'll open it to the board. Closing it to the public and opening to the board.
If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the board to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And item goes forward.
Thank you.
And we're going to move to number 9. VS25024 VT1 LLC Sahara Ridge Storage LLC, vacant and abandonment, a portion of the right-of-way for Desert Inn Road located between Backstage Boulevard and Sand Hill Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Chair. 500 South Grand Central Parkway, for the record. Today, I seek approval for a vacation of a portion of Desert Inn Road. This piece was inadvertently missed. This application was approved actually approximately 2 years ago, and we're vacating a portion of the highlighted parcel 5 feet for detached sidewalks.
Okay, we're going to open it to the public. Is there anybody like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'm closing it to the public and opening it to the board.
There's no comment. I make a motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Have a great night. Thank you.
Same to you. Okay, now we're going to go back to number 1. Is the applicant here?
Hi.
Come on up. We're going to hear UC24074 MD Properties LLC and DP Driftwood LLC use permit to allow the office with an existing commercial and industrial complex on a 9.39 acre in an industrial light zone generally located on the west side of Dean Markham Drive and north side of Alibaba Street Lane in Paradise. And then go ahead and grab the mic. And then and tell us your name and who you are and your address.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Krasinski. I don't know if this is on or not. It's okay. Nope. Can you hear me?
Just push up on me.
Good. Testing. Sorry.
It's okay. She's.
One, two.
Let's just turn it.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Krasinski. My last name is spelled KRUCZYNSKI, and the address is 5115 New Martin Drive, Suite 410. I'm just seeking approval to use this office space for my business.
That's it?
That's
You're
it.
All good? Okay. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I close it to the public and open it to the board. No?
If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
There's a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you move forward to, let's see.
It's not on there due to
I was going to say, the two times
that they missed.
Okay.
I don't know when they're.
You'll have to check then.
Yeah.
What is she? It's not, it's number item one. It's not where she's moving forward
to. It's not on there.
The planning commission on February 4th.
Okay.
February 4th.
No, that's.
No. That's supposed to be also on the 18th at the.
Yeah, the date I received was already passed.
I can show you the email.
No, no, as long as you know where you're going,
I apologize for that.
So as long as you, then you'll move forward to that
Perfect.
Date.
And do you guys need this?
No, you can take that with you.
Perfect.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving to item number three. DR, is the applicant here? Okay, good. DR 25002 Maxwell Travis Dean Design Review. The architecture compatibility with the proposed accessories structure in conjunction with an existing single residence on a 0.72 acres in an RS20 residential single family zone, generally located on the west side of Bruce Street, 323 feet south of Warm Springs within Paradise. Hello.
Hello, Jason Mayhew, 652 Middlegate Road in Henderson.
Excuse me, can you spell your last name, please?
M-A-H-E-U.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here with, for the applicant. Basically, we're just, we would like to build a metal building garage in the backyard. We tried to do the minor deviation, but there's a commercial property that hits a corner of our property. And it's almost impossible to find anybody at a commercial property that's willing to sign for that. So therefore, we're going through the design review process just basically because the materials are different than the house materials. That's it. If you have any questions.
Okay, we're going to open it to the public. Does anybody want to speak on this item? Seeing no one, we're going to close it to the public and open it to the board. The material is a metal, right? Is that what they're
Correct,
having,
yeah,
they're having a problem
metal
with?
Panel.
And the area, I mean, I kind of did the overhang. There's not much in that area that has, I didn't see too many garages. So are they?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, so they're just, there's no really thing to compare it to.
Correct.
So, okay.
Correct, yeah. And like I said, we attempted the minor deviation, but the commercial property, no one's willing to sign.
Okay.
No one knows, no one knows who's willing to sign. But all the neighbors were.
And you have a septic system on this property?
You know what? I don't know if there's a septic system or not because we're not adding any plumbing fixtures. I never
looked
at that.
Okay, but will the building of that building not, I mean, if there's a field or something?
It would be in the front yard if it is. If it does have one, it would be in the front yard, most likely.
I appreciate your answer.
If it does have a septic system on there, they'll make us submit it to the health department for prior approval.
Staff indicates that they didn't seem to have a problem with it in looking at the first paragraph, but their second one, the proposed structure is not in harmony with the surrounding neighborhood. You said you, did you get with all the neighbors, you said?
The owner got with all of his neighbors adjoining his property when he was doing the minor deviation, and none of them had a problem. He just couldn't get the commercial property.
Did you get them to sign anything?
I believe he did. I don't have that, but I believe he did get his neighbors for that. At least that's what he told me.
And across the street, because I saw a lot of residential across the street from the garage.
Again, I don't know exactly. I know for the minor deviation, I believe it was only people touching his lot.
Okay.
So anybody that corners or adjoining his lot was who he had to get approval from, and he was able to get that for everybody except for the commercial property.
And there was nobody here. So.
And there was no proof. There was nothing documented.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I mean,
it's a big lot.
Yeah, I mean, where it's located, kind of in the area. I mean, I don't think it's gonna change the area that much. So
I don't
if my board doesn't mind, I'll make a motion to approve with staff conditions. It's for the review. It's supposed to be advised within 2 years. So you have a 2 year review that you'll have to have done.
Correct. Plans are already ready to go in as soon as we go through the planning commission.
Okay.
A few weeks or whatever it is, the plans are actually already been submitted. They're just waiting on this.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to approve.
I just want to clarify something. I'm sorry. The 2 year is for them to commence.
Correct.
Not for review.
Okay.
Yeah, so the plans have to be submitted to the building department in the 2 years, from what I understand.
Right. So you have to have commenced the project.
Yes.
More than just submit the plans.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
that's not an issue on this one at all.
Will be good then? Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, you move forward.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to number four. Is the applicant here for number four? ET254003, UC190824. Atrium Holding LLC use permit, second extension of time for the long-term lodging waiver of development standards for the following: reduced setbacks, number two, reduced parking, number three, reduced number of loading spaces, four, alternate landscaping, five, non-standard off-site improvements, and six, alternate commercial driveway geometry. Design reviews for the following: one, a long-term, short-term lounging facility, an alternate parking for landscaping, and 3.8 acres of a CR commercial resort zone within the AE60 overlay, generally located on the west side of Paradise, 70 feet south of Flamingo Road within Paradise. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. From Ohio. I'm Greg Borgel. And the microphone is on?
No, it's okay.
Here on behalf of the applicant, you're seeing the prior applicant's name, if you will, the Atrium Hotel, that has been abandoned. And the proposal on this project is to... well, we can use the board, if you like, to... and the applicant is prepared to go forward imminently, as is called out in the staff report. The only holdup has been that in this area, and that's Paradise Road here, in this area, Public Works was not prepared to go forward with their part of the project. And accordingly, although the applicant, as is called out in the staff report, has submitted approved plans or approvable plans, there was no possibility of going forward on the project while there was still work to be done, not only in Paradise Road, but with respect to the flood channel, which those who are familiar with the area know as the sometimes homeless camp, which has proven to be something of a problem as well here. Although the area is, I believe, secure now, but absent the ability to go forward on the flood control channel or the Paradise Road improvements.
Could I interrupt for a second?
Stuck.
You're pointing to the one down there, and yeah. Thank you.
This is the area of greatest concern. And the bottom line is what I've said, that the Paradise Road needs to be expanded by Public Works, although in cooperation with the new developer, and they need to resolve the issue of the flood control channel, which has been regrettably, I think, occasionally used for the homeless. And at that point, I will just defer to the staff recommendation, which is for approval for approximately 2 years to allow Public Works to do this thing and to allow our permits to be worked through to replace the whole building with a new building.
Good. I'm going to open it to the public. Is there anybody that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, we're opening it to the board, closing it to the public. Do you have anything on this one?
If no one has anything, I'd make a motion.
I just wanted to know about the parking spaces. You're going to have 480 units, and you're going to have 337 parking spaces.
This is an area that is well served by public transit, but in addition, this is a developer who has experience in the area and has established a history of picking up sites like this, which rely on less parking but more public transit. And that is basically his market.
Did you have a question?
If no one has anything else, I'd go ahead and make a motion to approve, subject to staff's current preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with all in favor.
Aye.
All opposed? You good?
I believe.
Okay. And you move forward.
Thank you very much. And thank you for instructing me in general with your new fancy display.
Okay, moving on to item number five. Are you good? Okay. Is the applicant here for item number five? Yep. Hi. UC250017BFH Vegas. One LLC use permit for vehicle body shop, waiver of development standards and modifying residential standards, design review, a proposed vehicle shop in conjunction with an existing commercial building of 2.4 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located on the north side of Tropicana and the east side of Mojave Road within Paradise.
Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant and property owner of this site. It is 2.5 acres here highlighted. We're located on the corner of Tropicana and Mojave. The site is currently zoned CG, which, as you know, is high intense commercial uses. There's a lot going on in this area, a mix of different uses. We have the Walmart shopping center across the street, various uses in the shopping center directly east of us, ranging from restaurants, retail, auto uses, etc. To the north of us, we have RS 5.2 single family homes, and to the west of us across Mojave is an existing multifamily senior residential development. The application this evening is for an auto body shop. It would be Caliber Collision. You've probably seen them around town. They've been in operation since 1997. They're a national company, but they fix up cars in accidents. The use itself is required to have a special use permit. So as you can see on the site plan here, so we'll be utilizing the existing building that's on site. It's been there for several years. It's been vacant for quite a while now, and they've been having a lot of issues with vagrants, fires, homelessness. So it'll be nice to have something come in here. all of the landscaping that is in will remain. We'll be adding some additional landscape. I'll go over that. And we have two access points on Mojave, nothing along Tropicana as it sits now. We'll be utilizing the existing driveways that you see here. To the north of the building would be our proposed outdoor storage, which would be in conjunction, of course, with the auto facility. You can't really see it on here, but this is our landscaping plan. Currently, there are 36 trees on site. There's photos of them here. You can see they're really big, beautiful. They've been there a long time. They provide quite a bit of coverage. The applicant is currently providing an additional 49 trees to the overall project, so a significant number of an additional trees. To the north of us, which the RS 5.2 is located behind their existing buffering, we have a large landscape buffer. It's about 60 to 70 feet wide. We'll be adding 17 trees in that area specifically to assist with buffering those residential homes to the north, as well as providing the required 8-foot width. The current building has six existing roll-up doors, three on the east and three on the west. We're requesting to add two on the north side as well. That would allow us to have 14 total inside bays where all of the work would be done. Along Mojave, where we'll be having our outdoor storage here, we'll have a screened fence along Mojave, which is this photo here, as well as an 8-foot block CMU wall along the remaining portion of it. So that outdoor storage will be completely screened in. A part of the application is a waiver for this outdoor storage area under the code, where if you are adjacent to residential, it requires a waiver. So in order to compensate for that request, as I mentioned, we're completely screening it. Only cars and trucks would be stored in here. We're not going to have any car parts, no storage bins or boxes stacked up, so everything will be below the walls, as well as that significant landscaping to the north here. So I think this exhibit is important just to kind of give you an idea of how far we sit away from the surrounding residential to the north of us and to the west of us. When you look at this aerial, it looks like we're really close to them. To the north, the closest home is 376 feet away. That includes their buffer here. The closest multifamily building is 196 feet. The outdoor open space common area of this residential development, 329 feet. And the closest home to the north here is 556 feet. I think these are important because if you are standing on the strip, for example, the strip, if you're standing on one sidewalk and you're looking on the other side, that's 200 feet. It's a really long way. So that kind of helps give you a visual, especially from this point here, because that is the closest one, 196 feet. So we're almost 200 feet away from the closest building there. It's very far. It doesn't really look like that here, but the landscaping that we're adding, we think that it will be appropriately buffered. So staff is recommending approval of our application. They believe that we have significantly protected the neighbors to the north and to the west of us. We did have a voluntary neighborhood meeting last week because it is an impactful use and we wanted to get feedback from the neighbors. So quickly, just so you can see this here, this is an existing caliber collision that's located in Enterprise that actually shares a wall with residential. So there is one in town that sits adjacent to residential. But I wanna go through a couple of the concerns that were brought up at the neighborhood meeting that were significant that we would like to provide some suggested conditions if you would like to hear those.
So the first one, which is a very reasonable concern, is repair noise and odor. So as I mentioned, all of these work will be done inside the roll-up doors here, but we can also offer a condition that all of those doors will also be closed when any work is needed. So that will help really control all of the noise, all of the odors. The air filtration systems and caliber collisions are very high-end. All of the paint is done in booths inside. So we believe that this will help even more by closing those doors so they don't hear any of the work being done on the cars. Second, originally we would have 24-hour drop-off of cars by tow trucks or whoever it may be. We can agree that drop-offs will only be done during business hours. That way we can make sure that they are appropriately put onto the site, not left out on the street, which and that was another concern from the neighbors, which we understood. The lighting on the project was a concern. I wanted to show you just the lighting of the existing power board collision. This will be the same type of lighting. So all of the lighting will be pointed downwards and shielded. As you can see, the homes adjacent don't have any lights shining on it. Be very similar to this. We would have to follow code. We have to provide resident or lighting that is not going to impact the residential. So we'll be sure to provide that type of lighting. Another great concern from the neighbors was the senior facility directly to the west, as I mentioned, about 200 feet away. Currently, we have a significant landscaping here, but another condition that we can offer up is providing a double row of intense landscaping. So we would leave all of the very large trees that are there. I think there's one or two that may be dead. Those will be taken out. But we can do a double row of scattered trees, which would really block all of the views for the neighbors across the street over into this storage area. And then the last request, one of the last requests from the neighbors was if we could keep this door closed during office hours to again block any of the visual into that storage area. That would require another waiver, so we would have to bring that to the Planning Commission to see if they would be amenable to adding another waiver. But because the gate is only set back 25 feet, it has to be open during business hours per code. If it were set back 50 feet, we could keep it closed. So we could certainly offer that, but I believe, and staff could confirm if they'd like, that Planning Commission would have to agree with that, as it's not currently a waiver on our application. So with that, I know there's some neighbors here. We understand that it's a more of an intense use. If it were not a permissible use or an allowable use, compatible use, it wouldn't be able to be requested. So we're doing what we can to buffer the neighbors. This is a pretty low intense use when it comes to traffic and noise and lights. Hours of operation, I forgot to mention that. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. only, 8 a.m. to 12 on Saturday, and closed on Sunday. So I'll turn it over to you and the neighbors, and we appreciate staff's recommendation, and I'll be here for any questions.
I'm going to open it to the public at this time. Each person that wants to come up and speak on this item can speak for 3 minutes. If we choose to give you more time, we can allow that. Try to keep, how many people are here to speak on this item? Okay. So if you have a neighbor that kind of is going to say something and then you hear it, we ask that you kind of let that neighbor cover those basics. We hear you. We do. But you each can get up and speak. So whoever wants to take the mic first.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead. You sound like I can hear you, but they're
okay.
On the mic.
Okay.
Tell us your name and your address.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, my name is Victor Romero. I live at 4767 Mountain Valley Road with my spouse and newborn baby, 2 weeks. So I'm here on all work you have. So, we strongly oppose the granting of the waiver of Development Center to a proposed auto shop in the corner of Shop and Mojave. We did attend the meeting last Tuesday, or invited the lawyers representing the company or the landowners. The takeaway, she did address a couple, but I don't think there's a significant amount. So I'm just going to read what I wrote on the takeaways of the meeting so you know both sides of what the meeting was like. So they will be building a covered fence to store the cars that they are working on. At the time, cars can come in the middle of the night. Wrecks happen all the time. If cars come and the business is closed, they will all be parked on the street. That was the specific answer that we received. Number two, there were no extra safety precautions being made, though they are building next to a residential community. We asked not fluid leaks and other things. Three, we asked not noise. They said the repairs were to be done indoors. They are adding bays in the building. There was a follow-up at the time that was asked of, will the bays be closed at all times? The response was, I don't know, was given. Number four, they will be painting cars. Chemicals will probably be leaked into the ground due to wrecked cars. They did not mention electric cars or hazardous battery components, and safety really didn't seem a concern at the time. Number five, they only gave notice to homeowners. No notice was given to the tenants of the retirement community across the streets, which will be directly. We did specifically ask this will be directly impacted. When we asked about Montero Meadows, which is the retirement community, we seemed taken aback. I believe it's arguably to protect the most vulnerable in our communities. Also, the storage, she did the length from, that's the length from the building, not from the storage facility, and Montero Meadows is a three-story retirement community, so everybody's going to be able to see that community. Also, just to add, the EPA states on their website that auto body shops emit pollutants, such as hazardous air pollutants, particle pollution, and volatile organic compounds. These pollutants include lead, chromium, cadmium, and metals in the form of particular pollutants. These can cause respiratory problems and other harmful health effects. In Tuesday's meeting, we asked multiple times how they're going to protect our community from contaminants, pollution, and health hazards. We really have no answers. The auto shop is also adjacent. It says on her presentation that it's 370 feet from the building, I believe. But it's adjacent to our community's community pool. And so all summer, kids are going to be playing in that pool for the foreseeable future. So I'm just going to ask you to reject this waiver, please. Thank you.
You can go ahead and start coming up after they.
Pardon me?
You can, if the next person after he is done, then you could come up right after.
My name is Keith Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. I live at 4776 Westbury Road with my spouse and my three dogs. And my house was the one that was 556 feet from the corner of the building, much closer to the storage lot, as was mentioned. I strongly oppose this proposal to change the zoning, put that auto body shop and paint shop on the property. Permitting that auto body and paint shop in that space directly adjacent to many multifamily and single family homes, not to mention directly across the street, across a two-lane residential road from a supported living facility filled with seniors who can't live on their own anymore, would be severely detrimental to this neighborhood. An auto body and paint shop on the parcel will forever alter the air quality for hundreds of residents in the immediate area and will without a doubt increase the number of sufferers and increase the severity of breathing problems in our area. I know that because that's how those volatile compounds affect me and my spouse. It'll hurt us physically and it'll require more frequent breathing treatments at a higher cost. The breeze that now wafts the pleasant odor of baking bread through the neighborhood will be overwhelmed by the smell of paint thinner, and filled with paint auto body compound dust from sanding and body work that we've done there. The representative from the company said that the roll-up doors will be closed during all hours of work. That's a ridiculous statement to make because that's not anything that can be policed. Once you guys say yes,
and put them into that property. They can do whatever they want to with those doors, and all of the residents will have no recourse. What could we do? Consider all the people with disabilities or aged living in the assisted living facility. The stench from the auto body shop and paint shop will remove the option for many of them to walk along our tree-lined streets, play in our pool, use our common areas, because the air quality will be so bad. There won't be any escape from the terrible air quality for the increased noise in the residential neighborhood caused by that shop. For those who think this parcel compares to similar auto body repair and paint shops along Pecos Road, north of Tropicana, you're mistaken. Those shops are, for the most part, except for one small section immediately adjacent, are across a seven-lane road from most of the housing in the area. As you've seen by their own pictures, this auto body shop will be across a two-lane neighborhood street from residential areas. Not to mention the added stress on that two-lane residential street that cars, trucks, wreckers, and delivery vehicles are going to cause to the quality and the upkeep of that road, which is the access point to our community. Mojave Road is the entrance to our community, and businesses permitted in that area can do only one of two things. They can either maintain our wonderful neighborhood, the quality of our community, and maintain our property values, the properties that we've paid our property taxes on to maintain our neighborhood for over 50 years that it's been there. Or, with the proposed addition of the auto body and auto paint shop, our property values will plummet and you'll have a lot of the industrialization of our neighborhood. And you will have currently blighted one of the last remaining well-maintained mature residential areas here in Clark County. There are myriad commercial uses for this property that are also permitted that won't so detrimentally affect the residents and the neighbors of this project. Again, I strongly oppose this rezoning request for the auto body and paint shop in our residential neighborhood. Thank you.
Anybody else from the public that would like to speak? No.
Hi.
I don't think it's on.
Okay. So my name is Jonna Jones. I live at 4798 Woodridge Road, which I don't have a map of. I'm not sure exactly how far it is, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty close. One of the things that I wanted to note is they talked about the public area They're talking about the public area that included the tennis courts. He did mention the swimming pool. But literally right behind the wall is another public area, which is part of our greenery. We also have a dog park fairly close, but there are people that come and go all the time so that we can get from one side of the neighborhood to the next side of the neighborhood. We have pedestrians out all the time. Those pedestrians will have to, at times, you know, cross the street. There's going to be more traffic coming back and forth. There are going to be contaminants that I am very concerned about. The breathability. There are kids that, in the past, have played soccer back in that area. In my opinion, and I'm an educator, I don't want to see kids hurt. I don't want to see more traffic on the streets than necessary. I live next door to a 90-year-old woman who we have to have every once in a while an emergency vehicle come through. We have emergency vehicles all the time coming to the retirement home. All the time. We also have retirees who deserve a little bit better than to hear beep, 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 beep. And I can attest to that sound because we get that from the bakery as well. My big concern is that it's not just the contaminants, that it's the air pollution, that it is the possible safety concern for all of our residents. Because aside from the fact that we could be contaminating any part of our area, there are safety concerns that could go auditory, it could scare them, they smell something, I'm not talking about the retirees, they don't know what it is. We have other people who aren't here within our community that might not know what it is, and then all of a sudden it pops up, and like our other friend said, he has might have breathing issues and they might not know what it is. So again, and I concur that we can, they can present all that they want as far as we have this safety feature, we have that safety feature, that's fine and dandy, but after you guys say yes, it's too bad to say. That's what I said.
Hello, my name is Dawn Hooker. I own property at 4869 Summerville Road, which is in the Montara area, is what we're talking about. The drawings and everything are really nice, and it sounds very rosy and clean, but I own interest in a body shop here in town, and they belong in industrial areas. General commercial is not the same as an industrial area, and there's a reason for that. And there's a reason that it's planned that way. Body shops attract all kinds of different things that general commercial areas don't. So the general commercial area should benefit the community nearby, be it restaurants, dry cleaners, things that make your life a little easier if they're cleaner. You only really need a body shop if you're unfortunate enough to be in an accident. The body shop industry attracts all different kinds of workers, all different kinds of vagrants, basically, thieves going to these lots that are locked up. That's why they have the pretty fence. It's not for our benefit, it's to protect our cars. So, I mean, it could be the most high-tech fence. It's not going to protect the older folks that are living right across the street. It's a quiet street now. It won't be a quiet street if a body shop is allowed to be there. The park areas of the Montara homing areas are very quiet now. It's very nice for the homeowners, for the old folks, and the body shop traffic, the tow trucks with the beep, 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 that's no joke, whether it's, you know, 10 in the morning, 6 at night, even if it's just during business hours, which it won't be, but even if it is, that's not the kind of activity that you want in your neighborhood, which is why body shops belong in industrial areas. So this should not be easy.
Thank you.
My name is Tim Fichter, F-I-C-H-T-E-R. I live at 4753 Westbury Road, 89121. I live in Montara Estates, the single-family detached neighborhood that is immediately north of the project. Montara homes straddle both sides of Montara, both sides of Mojave. So, Madam Chairman, I'm here to speak in opposition to the proposed project. The parcel in question is near a general commercial area, which is intended to serve the immediate neighborhood services. The shopping center mainly fronts Tropicana. However, this particular parcel fronts Mojave, 25 mile per hour residential street. Its right of way is less than 60 feet. And according to the definition of collector street in my copy of Title 30, that is not a collector street. Collector streets are over 60 foot right of way. Mojave is 50 feet from back to front to back to front, 16 if you include the sidewalk, but not over 60. So I mention that because in the applicant's paperwork and indeed your preliminary write up from the planning department calls it a collector. And it just kind of puts a dividing line between the residential area and the more busy area. That's the only reason I mention that. So in our view, I know my neighbors feel this way, we experience life this way. It's a neighborhood feel, it's a neighborhood residential area, it's not a commercial area, and certainly not an industrial area. The description written by the applicant and by the bank department read as though this parcel is a high use with larger intense use within a larger intense commercial setting. And that general description is used to justify waivers to achieve an even lower use, even lower than the current. The building was given a Tropicana address, the existing building, even though by normal planning standards, only the short side of the lot is on Tropicana, and normally would have a Montero address. The long side faces the residential uses. Pedestrian and vehicle access to the property is exclusively on the residential side. There's no Tropicana access for pedestrians or vehicles. There's no cross access agreements between that parcel and any of the other areas that has all the red wash to the east of this parcel. There's no cross access at all physically. There's about a 2 to 5 foot drop between that parcel and everything around it. So it's, at the most, when this parcel was rezoned from R1 to, at that time, C1, in my view, it should have been given a rezone to CRT. If this description is something between commercial and residential. So, anyway, the site is holding within an R setting, in our view. As far as screen walls are concerned, the applicant, I would ask her a question if she changed what she said last week. It sounds like at that time there's going to be a double wall at the common property line between that property and us.
Back there.
So did you change?
No, hold on. Can you guys let him fit the fence?
Okay, I'll just.
And then we'll let her.
Okay, fine. So anyway, Title 30, my copy of Title 30, Section 30.64.20, Paragraph 3, discourages redundant walls that are right next to each other. We have a wall there already. You don't need another one. That wall should just go right around the storage lot area, because that's where that's what you're trying to screen, rather than where there's already a wall. So I would like to see a tall screen wall, architectural type, solid wall, around the entire storage lot area, not just a fence with some cloth. Much is said by that about how we're being performed inside the building, so I want to echo the thing about the door should be closed. What we found when we had the same issue with Great Buns to the north, they had swamp coolers in the inside, not air conditioning. And swamp coolers take outside air, cool it, and then it goes, has to go out and open. So they had their doors open. They could say, well, keep them closed, but they don't because they need the airflow. So I would say that it's one thing to say they'll be closed, but that means really they have to have air conditioning in the building, not swamp coolers.
Yeah, no, they do. Okay.
So anyway, I do not believe that the very low industrial type use of an auto body shop should be allowed to occupy a site that fronts single family detached homes and an elderly retirement community. They're both quiet residential uses. Kind of like to see the background. So my recommendation to the town board here is that you deny the applicant due to inappropriate use type for the facility and for the clear residential character, the immediate environment at the frontage of this parcel.
Thank you. You can come on up.
She's coming. if this meeting was a few months ago when the old Title 30 was in effect, this would not be approved at all. It wouldn't be allowed because of C1 use. It wouldn't be allowed. Waivers were not possible for auto body shops, nor for outside storage. It's only because they went to this all-inclusive CG use or zone that the better use of C1 got degraded up to C2 and beyond, where it's just a lower threshold of what you can do on the property. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I don't think this thing is on, is it?
It's working.
Is it working? Because I couldn't hear anybody through this before. My name is Laura Eisenberg. I live at 4776 East Montero Circle in the residential neighborhood that is adjacent to where this body shop wants to be. Mostly my neighbors have stated most of our objections, so I won't restate them, but I would kind of gloss over them. And then I'd like to just state my emphasis of where I think the problems are from my point of view. So the one thing I would like the committee to notice is some of the misleading statements that the applicant has been using in trying to make their body shop seem very compatible with the residential neighborhoods that surround them on all sides. And when I'm saying that, for example, they're talking about how they're not going to be a visual blight on the neighborhood because they're putting up fencing. Well, this is, we asked them at the neighborhood meeting the other day what kind of fencing, and they're going to be putting up chain link fencing with some cloth covering. So this, and in their own document, they refer to this as 8 foot tall decorative security wall. I hardly think that is a fair statement to describe what our neighborhood is going to look like surrounded by chain link fencing. That's not exactly a decorative wall that makes it compatible with what the rest of the neighborhood looks like. That's only one example. They also have stated in their own document how they are justifying their compatibility with the neighborhood. And the four things that they mention, I think, are worth repeating. Because the first one is that they're mentioning that Tropicana Avenue is composed of primarily intense commercial uses. So they're justifying being an industrial business because there is no other industrial business on that corner. I hardly think this is a great justification. It's kind of like me saying, well, I think I'm going to put a nuclear plant in my backyard because there aren't any, you know, so that should justify why I do that. The second one was that that they are required to have a 200-foot setback, and they're complying with that. So their justification, again, to putting an industrial business that has a lot of both fumes and other blight on it is that they're complying with the rules. So the rule says there has to be a setback, and they're saying, well, we're gonna comply with the setback, so you should allow us to be in a zone that is not appropriate for the type of business that we are. And lastly, they're pointing out that Mojave Road, which I think a couple of people pointed out, is just a residential two-lane road, separates them from the senior living home to the west. And it makes it sound like this is a huge separation that's going to make all of the difference in the world, which it will not, because it's a clear sight. It's a road. You can see everything from across the road. There is no separation. This is just a small neighborhood road, right? So I'm annoyed because there's this misleading idea that they are making themselves very compatible with. And if this is their justification, I hope that the committee here can see through that and see that they in fact are not compatible with the neighborhood, and this is just a lot of words that they're using. Lastly, they pointed out that that they're asking for a waiver for the residential adjacency standard, and the reason that they want that is because they want to put that storage area. And in their own document, they were saying that they want that waiver because that makes it more, that's a mitigation for their business being there and not being incompatible with our neighborhood. Well, that's, you know, kind of bad reasoning from my point of view. And what they're basically doing is, in their own document, they're saying, well, we're going to ask for this mitigation so that we can put this fence that's going to screen our storage area. And they say, we promise that we will never stack anything up higher than the 8 foot wall. Well, that's, you know, that's very comforting. I'm glad to know that they won't stack anything up higher than the 8 foot wall. Lastly, I just really do want to emphasize that with some of the, both the noise, the bay doors being open or closed, the volatile chemicals, you know, and the 24-hour-a-day potential for trucks driving up and down our two-lane quiet residential street, they can promise that these things won't happen. But in fact, the current owner is not the owner of the body shop that will be inhabiting the place, and we've had experience with the Great Funds business that's right adjacent to our property. When they violate the law or the rules or even their own promises, who is there to enforce the rule or the law or their promises? It always ends up being the victim, the residential neighborhood that is on but is adjacent to the business. And do we have any power to actually enforce the rules? No. So we go to our commissioner. And what does our commissioner do? Nothing. So I'm hoping that you can emphatically advise that this business not be allowed to be in a zone that they are not supposed to be in. To me, it's very simple. You know, Clark County has a set of rules. They have zoning laws. They have Title 30. I'd like them to just simply live by it and make everybody else live by that also, because part of the Title 30 document is to protect the residential neighborhoods that are adjacent to commercial areas. And I don't see that waiving all of the rules that Clark County has set out is protecting our residential neighborhood. Thank you.
Alex Yang.
Your name and address.
Oh, Alex Yang, 4753 Blue Ridge Road, homeowner there, and that's like north adjacent to his dog park, dog run area. So thanks for your time, by the way. Basically, I just want to say, like, although it just addresses most of the concerns with these waivers, it won't address the fact that Clark County has already had, there's a sign there from Public Works, basically, it doesn't allow commercial vehicles on Mojave. Yeah. All the way through Mojave to Harmon, even on Tompkins. So essentially the only access point for commercial vehicles is Tropicana, which to that plan, there's no access, there's no entry, as you know, they stated. So, I mean, that's certainly one way to go about not being able to approve so, because even if you are, how are you gonna access that? It's not commercially, you know, no commercial vehicles are allowed through there. And essentially what we are afraid of also is that's still considered a residential street. 25 and under, that's where overflow potentially could happen from the business, and that's where residents park as well. So we said, I mean, other than that being said, it's just like 50 feet is a very small street, and the fact that I grew up on this side of town, right, from Lingo and Pecos, and I think for 3 years or some, you know, Tompkins used to be like the Christmas streets, lights, well, the, you know, I'm not sure if you guys remember that. But yeah, it's never been commercially allowed, and up to this point, I still stand by that. The reason is 25 and under, and commercial vehicles aren't allowed is for that specific reason. It's just residential. So yeah, that's really all I have to add on that. Thank you.
Good evening. I probably don't need this either. I'm Jonathan Jones. My address is 3209 East University Avenue. And it seems like I'm out of the area, so I wasn't notified, but my daughter let me know about this. And so I attended the other meeting too last Tuesday. I transit Mojave probably 6 or 8 times a week on my way to Sam's Club or Walmart or Ace Hardware across the street. And I think that probably no one has really stressed to you probably the most important thing, and that is the number of school children and the number of elderly on their motorized wheelchairs and scooters that constantly are moving along the sidewalks on both sides of Mojave, particularly in the early morning, in the mid-afternoon. And there has to be a better use, something that has not trucks or tow trucks bringing vehicles in. By the way, there's no loop. So that means they do have to back up. And can they adequately see pedestrians coming down the sidewalk, or cars for that matter, on a narrow street? I don't think so. I have grave concern about the safety in the area from vehicular traffic coming in and out of the proposed project. So please take that into consideration. At least require them to survey the amount of traffic, foot traffic that's up and down that street over, say, a week's period. Have somebody come here and make an observation. I've seen no evidence of that in any of the discussion that we've had with them. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Before I, we have to do.
I just want to.
Just state your name, address.
Hi, I'm David Stevenson. I'm with 4715 Desert Vista Road. So I live in Montero Stage, which is where most of these other people live. I do think that this is an inappropriate use of the business space. I think it was a call center before, so to have it be an industrial auto body shop, I think is a little bit much. I also kind of am concerned with what it would look like in 5 years, especially with all the new trees on the north side. I think just the enforcement of how this place looks, or are the doors going to be open or closed? And I think also with our community, there's a lot of walkways and kind of green area. And I think that is also an extension of our property. So it's an HOA, so we all kind of own it. And we all spend kind of a lot of time in those walkways, the pool, the tennis courts. So they're saying that it's not that far from a house, but we also kind of enjoy our living space in those common areas too. So I just think it's inappropriate. I'm strongly against it. So I just want to also stress it for also the people that couldn't be here today. So
thank you.
I just want to say something. Thank you.
Before I let the applicant talk, can we just have a show of hands that are opposed to this? Are we good? Anybody here supporting it?
They don't count.
Well, did you get most of the questions? Do you think you can? Okay.
Yeah, just a couple I wanted to address. So, if anything were to be violated from conditions, this has a special use permit on it. So, code enforcement could come out, they could let the board know, and the board could bring it back for review. If they're not following the rules and conditions, their use permit can be revoked. So I don't believe there was a use permit on the bakery, so that's not something that could have been revoked, but here there is. So it's kind of really an added protection for the neighbors when you have a use permit, because they do have to follow the rules, and that permit can be taken away for them and they can be closed. As for the chain link fence, so I did not, at the meeting, know what type of fence it was because I didn't have an exhibit. So let me just clarify. So around the storage area will be the 8-foot CMU block wall along the south, the north, and along Mojave here. The fence is here, which is that gate that I showed you. That would be located here. So it would be the block wall all the way around. There was a comment about not wanting a redundant wall against their wall. We're happy to remove that. That's a code requirement. Some neighbors like the extra height, some don't. We'd be happy to remove that if that was a concern. As for the signage on the street for no trucks, we don't have any other access to this site. So since it's commercial, there will be deliveries of some sort in trucks depending on what this develops out as. But because we don't have any access, cross access or access from Tropicana, we would have to use Mojave for truck deliveries. So I would have to confirm with Public Works, but I don't really think that would apply to us because we are restricted on these properties. So I'll turn it back to you guys.
Opening it up to the board. Go ahead.
I have some questions. What kind of paint booths are you going to be having and how many?
Paint booths? Uh-huh. So I don't know the number. Everything is done inside though.
But what kind?
Oh, I don't know the type of paint booth, sorry.
Okay.
But it would all be done inside.
Okay.
And it would not be lead paint. I know someone mentioned lead. There would be no lead paint used at the facility.
Okay. And how is it going to be heated and cooled, the building?
That, again, I don't know. But like I mentioned, we talked with Caliber about closing the doors. They believe that they can keep them closed, and that special use permit would allow for that protection for the neighbors if they didn't follow that rule that they agreed to.
So let me ask you, Have you done other body shops?
We have, yeah.
Okay. Is this going to be like a typical body shop? I was in the auto industry for 30 years, so I'm kind of used to them. So is it going to be a typical body shop? You've got 14 bays, so you got 14 cars or less. Probably have a car and a half per bay. So is it going to be like other body shops that they have or that they own currently?
So Caliber Collision is a multi-billion dollar company. They are in 41 states. They have 1,800 locations. This is one of their locations in town. It's a nice building. They don't have a bunch of cars outside sitting there. Everything, as you can see here, this is their outside storage on the use. It's completely shielded. You can't see anything from the outside. It would be the same as here. Mm-hmm. As for the bays, 14, yep. I mean, hopefully they would have, you know, the business to be full all the time, but it just depends on when it's needed.
Okay, and you said the storage space. Would that also be for, you know, takeoffs and stuff like that?
No. Nope, so all work that would only be for storage of the cars or trucks. Any work that is done on any of the vehicles, they would have to move them inside before that work is done.
Okay. So where do they put the side panel that they just took out that kind of thing?
Inside.
They're gonna.
Yes, so that was a specific question that we asked them. Would you have parts out in the storage? And the answer was no, it's only cars. All of the parts are inside, too, so they're protected. They don't want them out in the elements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my overall thought about this is that this is a very intense industrial business that has no business being in a residential area. And I don't know why we continue to degrade Tropicana to everything that are cars. You've got car repair, you've got tire places up and down Tropicana, almost all the way to Boulevard. The fact that it fronts Mojave, which is residential, just because you don't have access would tell me it's in the wrong place. Body shop, paint shops are noisy, dirty, busy businesses. Nothing wrong with that. That's just the way they are. And I don't think it's fair to the residents there. That went commercial to put an office building in there. That's why it's there. And I have to agree with the neighbors as far as just off the subject, great funds. That was so borderline, but that's the way it is. But that place had been there for quite a long time before there were a lot of the residents there. So they are going to hear the trucks. Cars don't have to be delivered in the night. They can be towed to the tow truck's yard and brought there in the morning. But there's no business being out on the street or in the parking lots. It's going to be a mess. It's industrial. There are places all over down Boulder Highway and all over this valley where you can put paint and collision body repair shops. And you want to stick it almost on top of a neighborhood. And I can't support that.
I'm going to say a little bit on his also. I had an office over up a Sunset, and it was industrial, and I had a body shop next to me. And he didn't do a lot of work, and it smelled all the time. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. I mean, compounds. I mean, and the noise, like he's saying, when they're banging that bumper out, that is not a quiet sound. So I would have to agree, this location, and my other problem with it is that the road is a residential road. I mean, and you will have tow trucks dropping the cars off. So that gave me some pause on this with understanding Tropicana and that area is kind of a different area, but it's not a neighborhood use either, and that kind of disturbs me a little bit. I have an area in my area that I fought really hard that I think that if we start changing everything and throwing everything mishmash. We're not saving these neighborhoods and giving them resources they need, like a, I love a bakery, but I don't know your bakery, but I mean certain things that they might see more valuable to them in their neighborhood. So I would have to agree with I just don't think this property is the property for this type of business.
I appreciate it.
If I could just add one more thing. It was brought up about code enforcement. Code enforcement has their hands full, as it is now. And I don't think it's fair to them or to the taxpayers to pay for it, to babysit on a promise, because they're not keeping promises. I don't even know if code enforcement can enforce something because it was a promise.
The board would enforce it. Yeah.
No, they won't, because I deal with code enforcement all the time, I can tell you.
No, I know.
Okay?
Yep.
So they're paper thin when it comes to trying to get to all the things that they have. So I don't think that that should even be an option.
Do you have any motions? I think that you didn't have anything.
No. Okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to deny this application in total.
All in favor of denial?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So just so the people that attended, it will move forward. We are not the final decision, so you should get notice on the date, but they are moving forward to March 4th. So just know that. It does go to the next phase. It doesn't get turned, just because we all good? Okay. And you don't have to stay if you don't. If you want to stay, you can stay for the whole meeting. Have a good night. Thank you for attending.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, applicant number, agenda number 6. Is the applicant here?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, US 250034 SG Vegas Owner LLC use permit to allow recreational entertainment facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center and 9.46 acres of a CR commercial zone. Generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south side of Harmon Avenue and Paradise.
Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plus Track, here on behalf of the applicant. You probably remember this project. This is the old Hawaiian Marketplace. It's now being constructed as what's known as the Boulevard. It's a commercial shopping center, restaurant, retail, live entertainment. They've been filling up lots of tenants. The top is going to be the largest In-N-Out in the world, I guess,
yes.
Is what they just put up. So the request tonight is for a use permit for a recreational and entertainment facility, so they can allow for arcades, mini golf, immersive experiences, things like that. So that's all I have for this one. Staff's recommending approval.
Okay. Opening it to the public. Is there anybody who'd like to talk on this agenda item? Okay, closing it to the public and opening it to the board. You can make a motion. You can make a motion. Go ahead.
I don't have any concerns.
No. Are you good? So go ahead.
I'd like to move to approval of staff conditions.
There's a, There's a motion to, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And move forward.
Thank you. One more, and then I'll.
Are you number 7 and 8?
I am.
Oh, do you care if we read it together?
That would be great.
Okay. So we're going to read number 7 and 8 together on agenda. VS 250065 Post Road Capital Real Estate Fund LP vacant and abandonment easement of the Interest to Clark County, located between Arville Street alignment and Cameron Street alignment, and between Saab Avenue alignment and the Teco Avenue alignment, and a portion of the right-of-way being Rogers Street, located between Saab Avenue and Teco Avenue within Paradise. And number 8, WS 25006 Post Road Capital Real Estate Fund LP waiver of development standards for the following: to eliminate buffering and screening and to modify residential adjacent standards, design review for proposal communication utility building with accessory buildings on 9.54 acre portion of 12.3 acre site on an industrial light zone within the airport overlay, generally located on the north and south side of Post Road, alignment 700 feet east of Cameron Street within Paradise.
This also 1980 Festival Plaza Drive here on behalf of the applicant. So this site is about 9.5 acres. We're located just east of Decatur along the post here to the south. The project itself that we're going to be looking at is just this portion of the site. It goes over the railroad tracks here and also below post, but we're just looking to do a portion of the site. It's currently zoned industrial. As you can see, it's in the middle of a large industrial center. We do have one residentially zoned property across from us, across from the railroad tracks. However, it's being used as outside storage right now. There is an outside storage business on this piece of property right now. So that comes into play when we are talking about our waivers for the adjacent residential standards. So we're requesting a design review for a data center. You can see here on our site plan, we have a single building here in the center. Access comes from Post Road. We have gates here, and we have a security screen wall around the perimeter of the property, as well as a CMU block wall along the north. Because the north property is on public facilities, we're required to have that 8-foot block wall as well as the 15 feet of intense landscape buffering, so we place that here. We have the same along the west, really just for conformity and for protection of the site. And the waivers that we're requesting, these same protections, the 15 feet of landscaping and that 8-foot wall, also are technically required across the street here. Next to the residential property. Because we're across the railroads and it's really being utilized as industrial, we believe that it's an appropriate waiver request. Staff is supportive of that waiver as well. Just to show you some exhibits of our building, single story, data center, warehouse building. And then as for our vacation, it goes south of Post Road, so we can vacate 5 feet to put in those required detached sidewalks that is required. So staff is supportive of our application and happy to answer any questions.
Okay, is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Go ahead and address the board and then we'll let her come back up. Go ahead and address it. Your name and address, please. What's your address?
161 East LaValle, Henderson.
Okay.
I don't understand. I'm just curious about this right here. It shows them vacating the railroad easement. Can you vacate a railroad easement? I don't know anything about this, but if you can, there's a lot of land that's not getting used. I mean, I've never seen them do that before, so it threw me off. I don't know nothing about it, this stuff.
Okay, hold on. Do you want to address? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only question I have.
Yeah, can I?
She'll be good. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is showing the entire property here. Our vacation is just, yep, just that road here, but because of the notification, we have to include the whole property.
And there's a wall.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not building on the other side.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's okay. That's how you learn.
Sometimes it's like a foreign language. Yeah.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, closing it to the board. Do you want to do anything else?
No, I don't.
Okay. Just opening to the board. Do you want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to.
Huh? Do you want us to? Can we do it all together?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to approve both 7 and 8.
Good. Yeah. She needs a preliminary staff condition.
Preliminary staff conditions.
Under preliminary staff conditions.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Okay. Okay. 10. Okay, since we've already read 9 and did that in the beginning of the meeting, we're going to move to 10. Is the applicant here?
10.
Number 10.
Thank you.
Thank you. So do I table that then? Because there's nothing left. No, we're done. Right? No, we've got 11. Okay, we're going to table that and go to item number 11. Is the applicant here for number 11?
I think that's me. I'm not sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's your number 10. Okay, so we're going to go back to number 10. Sorry, we'll come back to you. Okay, I'm going to read in number 10. WS25001 Coffin. I'm sorry if I say Eleanor Trust Coffin Mark.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Waiver of development standards to reduce the front setback of proposed structure in conjunction with the existing single family residence on a 0.31 acre in a RS5.2 residential single family zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road and north side of Rochelle Avenue within Paradise.
Correct. My name is Mark Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. I am the homeowner and the applicant.
Okay.
What I want to do, I've got some pictures if you want to see them. I also got copies of everything I submitted to the Planning Commission. I've got 4 copies of everything, if you want.
If you want us to view it, you can hand them out to us. And then if you want to put something on the overhead, you could put something on the overhead so we can see the photos that you're referring to.
Here's all the copies of everything.
The only thing I didn't make 4 copies of is pictures of the yard because they took a lot of ink. My printer was running out of ink.
Go ahead. She wanted to see it too.
Basically, this is what it is. It's a metal carport. It's 7 feet tall, it's 20 feet long, and it's 12 feet wide. And it's sold as a kit. You put it together with basic hand tools. There won't be anybody coming out to build it. There won't be any concrete pour. No contracts will be coming out. Me and a friend will be building it with basic hand tools. The intent of this is to simply shield my car against the extreme heat that we have in Las Vegas. That gets pretty severe, and I don't want to put a cheap canvas one up because if it gets windy, they totally shred. I want something that's going to last, that I don't have to worry about it. Also, as a footnote, our family has lived in this house for 45 years. I'm going to live there for the rest of my life. I'm not going nowhere. It's just something that I've been meaning to do for a long time. Because I have a car that sits in my driveway every day, and it gets deteriorated. The paint's going on it, all the rubber's getting, and it's just, I just want to mitigate that. And if I get in my car in the middle of the afternoon in August, it's 135 degrees in my car. And that's pretty extreme. I think this will help some of that. Also, it's being positioned, I have a long driveway. I have some pictures of that too, basically. You can see in some of those. I have a really long driveway. You can park over 2 cars in that driveway. This shed is going to be set back just a little bit from my garage because the concrete slabs, one comes out and then one goes over the other one. So it has to be set back so it can fit nice and flat. It will leave a lot of room between the end of this carport and the street. Plenty of room there. There's also going to be room between this and the garage of the house. It's also going to be positioned so that I can back out of my garage and go right through this without hitting it. So it's strategically placed in the driveway so that it won't interfere with anything. I think that pretty much sums it up. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay, let me open it to the public. Absolutely. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing nobody, I'll close it to the public. Let me see if they have any questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have to ask. I'm not opposed to this. I think it's an okay idea. Have you talked to your neighbors?
I have not. I was not absolutely instructed to do that, so I figured between the notification that was sent out, the card,
that if they had any complaints or any issues with it, that either they could come down here tonight or maybe they could have talked to me about it.
Okay.
But I did not go door to door to my neighbors.
So you lived there for a while. You know your neighbors, I assume. How do you think they're going to feel about it?
I don't think they'll have a problem. And to that point, I live on a cul-de-sac, and there's only six homes on my half of the street.
It's pretty out of the way.
Yeah. At the end of the street, there's a structure exactly like this, only it's twice the size. Yeah. The guy has a boat underneath it and some other things like that. And it's nicely tucked on the side of his driveway. I don't believe anybody has a problem with that. Another neighbor has a building in his back house. He's a ham radio operator. He's got like 1,000 antennas up there and stuff like that. I think everyone will be pretty cool with it.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
Is this the only carport or whatever that you looked at? I mean, it looks pretty intense. I'm from Minnesota, so it kind of looks like a farm shed to me. Did you look at any other ones that maybe weren't as industrial looking to put in front of your house there? No?
No, based on the criteria that I was looking for, which was a sturdy type of carport, most of them ended up being of this type. The only difference was how strong some of the support beams were. Most of them are always the corrugated metal, and then it just depends on what the diameter is of the support structure, the basic framework, and I want something solid. I figured, like we all do, if you're going to do something, you might as well do it right. And that was my logic between going with this company here. It had good reviews. A friend of mine put one in his backyard. I walked over, I looked at it, I said, wow, this is beautiful, this is what I want. So.
If it's approved, staff is saying that it needs to be painted to color
to match the house.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to paint it. Obviously, my house is brick and it's white. I can paint it colors that roughly correspond to that. Obviously, I don't know what color is a brick, but I can go somewhere and get colors that are within the same match category as that.
I just have one quick question. So you have, can you point to me, this is your neighbor's, right?
Tree. Yeah, that's a really big bush.
I'm trying to figure out where on your driveway you're planning. So if I look at your home and if I'm driving up to your house, where is this going to go?
It's going to be right in the middle of this driveway.
Okay.
It'll be 9.5 feet back from the house because of that slab. And
it's quite a considerable distance from the street, too. You can see on one of these things.
It's 12 feet from the street. It's 9.5 feet back from the house. And it's directly behind this garage.
And it has sides, correct, on this? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it has sides.
So when you're talking about the setback from the sidewalk, that was my major concern is...
Yeah, there's no actual sidewalk.
Well, your road. Okay, yeah. So your access to your public road... That was my biggest concern because I have a neighbor down the way that has one, and where it sits, if he's parked underneath it, he can't see unless he's out of it. So that was my question: what portion you were placing it with?
I'm 12 feet from the street. Yeah, like I said, I got a really long driveway, and
because that would be my only concern is the visual safety.
Yeah,
of where it's sitting from the road.
Yeah, there's all kinds of room there to back out and see. So yeah, that's not quite, and my road, like I said, it's a cul-de-sac with six houses on it. It's not like it's a busy street and stuff like that. Yeah, it's hardly anybody coming up and down there, but.
So you probably want these for your next presentation.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I will make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, move forward.
All right, thank you very much.
Have a good night. Number 11, is the applicant here? Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Let me read it and then you can get started. WS240756 Las Vegas Airport Center LLC waiver development standards for the following: increase building height, reduce setbacks, increase lot coverage, eliminate street landscaping, eliminate parking lot landscaping, allow modification drive design standards, allow modified street standards, and allow non-standard commercial driveways to remain. Design review for the parking garage addition is conjunction with an existing shopping center of a 2.76 acres of a CG commercial general zone with the airport overlay AE65 and AE70. Generally located on the east side of Paradise Road and south side of Bell Drive within Paradise. Hello, welcome, and give us your name and address.
Hi, I'm Jay Gappert. I'm the developer and owner of the property. My address is 53 Paradise Road. And I am here to talk about the airport center. You described it as a shopping center, but it's actually an office complex.
Okay.
And it sits just at the edge of the airport. I believe most of you were here the last time we were here on this application. I don't know if you remember, but we were here back at the end of 2023 with this exact same project.
Yeah.
What you see today is really exactly the same as what we presented the last time, with one small modification, and that is that we are raising the height of the garage an extra couple of levels to achieve some more parking. So, and I'll kind of tell you how we got there. And I won't be too long-winded because I know you guys spent a lot of time on the last application, or at least the body shop application, but this is pretty straightforward. So recently the airport announced a pretty large expansion that's going to be happening directly across the street from this property. Part of that expansion is expanding some of the gates and terminals. And one of the things that you guys all may know is that the airport is pretty regularly full on their Terminal 1 parking. It's at capacity. And so this parking garage is actually hopefully going to help solve that. So this is an off-premise parking garage, better known as a park and ride. When we originally proposed this, the bottom floor had a Tesla supercharger in it, 72 stalls to be exact, so basically the entire bottom floor is a supercharging station, and then the rest of the each floor would be a parking lot. We went in and met with the airport probably about 7-8 months ago, and the expansion was proposed because I wanted to get a little bit more information on exactly what was going to happen. It was happening right across the street. And, you know, I was really surprised to hear that part of the expansion wasn't more parking, but, you know, they're going to be utilizing some of the Terminal 3 parking as overflow. And one of the members of the airport staff said, man, it would be great if you could add some extra parking to this project if it was possible. And so it was one of the things that we explored. We ended up submitting an application to the FAA, which is usually what you do after you go through the entitlement process, but we didn't want to come before you or the Board of County Commissioners without all of our approvals in place. And so we submitted our expansion of this garage to the FAA, and we received approval, which I'm going to put here. I can also provide you guys, if you'd like, with a copy of this to look at, but this was the submittal and application that we submitted to the FAA, and we received an approval, which is called a Notice of Non-Hazard, which is the same approval we got previously when we were before you last time. And then after we got that approval, we submitted for what they call a director's permit to the Harry Reid International Airport. And we received that as well, which is their confirmation that they're in support of this, which it was really their idea to go up the extra couple of levels. And then very last, we're here before you tonight and we submitted to planning. So With the county's new rules, in past years, we would just be here in the application for just the height, because all of these other waivers and things were already previously approved. But the way that planning now does it, when you resubmit for any type of waiver, you have to go back through the entire process, which is encompasses public works and planning. And so all the waivers that you see in front of you tonight are waivers that were previously approved here at this board and then ultimately approved at the Board of County Commissioners back on 8-8-2023, in which we got a notice of final action, which will be the last thing I'll put up, which is here. And so in addition to that, the only other thing that I'll go over with you is I have a package in front of you. That package includes some renderings of the garage. Because it is the airport center, we worked with UNLV to put together a really cool package. One of the things that the commissioner originally wanted was a little bit of gingerbread on the project, and so we proposed the large panels on the side of the garage, which will have vintage photographs from aviation history in Clark County, and UNLV was really good to help us with that. I've committed to only making those photos for the project, so there'll never be advertisements for anything. That was in the last approval we received. And other than that, entrances, setbacks, materials, landscaping, and all the other things that were previously in the project are the same. So I am here to answer any questions that you may have, that's my presentation.
Okay. Seeing that he's finished, I'm opening it up to the public. Is there anybody here to speak on this item? All good. Open it to the board.
I think all of my concerns were addressed by your exhibits, so I don't have an issue. I like your work, and this looks very well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I was not. I wasn't here for this one. I was absent. John was here.
I was here. It seems like if you read back in this, in September they approved it. What was the height at that time?
Yeah, so if you'd like, I could give you. So this was the last. So this was our previous approval. So I can even give you the notice of final action. So. This probably makes it a little bit easier. So this is our notice of final action last time for the same project. So the increase in height, the extra, if you go to page... It's towards the very end. You'll see the newest elevations. Go to, let's put it on the screen. So this isn't quite as pretty as what you're looking at just because, it's just a building elevation, but that gives you an idea. So you can see, so previously we were at the sixth floor, mm-hmm. and we've added the seventh and eighth floors. So we've added two additional
which
floors
staff find,
the top
they
level.
Find that incompatible with the surrounding.
Excuse me?
They find that incompatible with the surrounding.
Well, staff has to stay consistent with their last recommendation. So mm-hmm. the last time, because there's a standard there of only 50 feet. But obviously, we're in an area where you've got the airport is right across the street. And really, at the end of the day, FAA and the airport is what's most concerned. So we have to go through a pretty rigorous process.
You have to go through them to get the approval for the for all of that, including the encroachment in the airspace.
Correct, and so yeah, so we went through that process already and received our approval through the FAA for the extra height, and then also our director's permit from Harry Reid. So normally you would oftentimes come through and get your entitlements first, and then you would go through and submit both to the FAA and the airport. But I kind of prefer to go the other way because I'd like to, you know, be in front of you and then the board and be able to say that we've already gone through that process.
You had something?
Yes, on the staff report it states that it was approved at 72 feet originally. I thought that that was a question.
So
you know,
yeah,
what was the height?
So now the issue is the height, but apparently
the height was an issue before as well because it was
The standard there is
apparently it's not with the it's an issue with the county but not with the FAA at this point.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing?
I would like to move to approve. I think we've approved it previously. They've done their homework. FAA has signed off and the
They've signed off
on the director. I don't.
The airport has no problem with it.
Sounds like the airport's encouraging it.
Yeah.
So.
Are they parking?
I am. I can make a motion.
If you would like to make a motion.
You want to take these for your next.
Sure. Thank you very much.
I would like to move to approve with preliminary staff. Is there preliminary? Yeah, there is. Preliminary staff conditions.
There is a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Good.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good luck.
Have a wonderful night.
Same to you.
Thank you so much.
Agenda number 12 and 13. Yeah, is the applicant here? And can we read them together? Hi, welcome back. Okay. ZC240749, is it California Development LLC, zone change in reclassification of a portion of 3.08 acres of IP Industrial Park Zone in an Industrial Light Zone with an airport overlay AE65 and AE70 overlay, generally located on the south side of Sunset Road on the east side of Gears Drive within Paradise. Number 13, UC24075, Calfano Development LLC, use permit, waiver of development standards for the following: reduce the setback, eliminate parking lot landscaping, reduce street landscaping, eliminate buffer and screening, reduce throat depth, allow an attached sidewalk to remain, and allow a commercial pan driveway. Design review for an office warehouse building and 3.08 acres of an IL industrial light zone within the airport overlay AE65 and AE70, generally located on the south side of Sunset Road and the east side of Gears Drive within Paradise.
Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant Califano.
Sorry.
This site, no, 3 acres were located right along Sunset and Greer, directly across the street here from the airport. And the site is currently master planned business BE, and it has a split zoning designation, as you can see here, IP and IL. So the very first request of our application is to request IL across the entire property, so it's uniform. One zoning designation, staff is recommending approval of that because it is a conforming zone change. So now the fun part of the application. Okay, so Califano is a local family business. You have probably seen their work. This is some of them. When you walk into the airport and there's that big store with these massive statues, that's them. So they have been in operation for a really long time here. They are looking to make this location their flagship store and fabrication so they can make all of these and also sell them. They tried to find something that was in an industrial area already, so that this location is really perfect for them because it is right across the street from the airport, surrounded by office warehouse development. So here's our site plan. Sunset to the north, Greer comes around here. To the east of us is the airport connector, so we sit above that. That sits really far below us here. We have two access points into the site, here and here. The building sits in the center, and we have parking around the perimeter of the site. We have some roll-up doors on each side of the building. So this is a strange parcel because we have a street on every side of our parcel. So there was really no way that we could put our roll-up doors behind the building because it's going to face a street no matter what. But we do have landscaping along the perimeter. We do not have landscaping here. That's one of our waivers that I will go over. Here is the proposed building. So you can see it's really beautiful. They're looking to do a really nice store frontage here, as well as different materials throughout the building. So because we have seven waivers, I'd like to go over them quickly with you. So the first waiver is for reduced setback for our carports along Greer Street right here. So we are set back 11 feet from the property line where 20 feet is required. We have significant landscaping to buffer that, as well as the sidewalks here. So we believe that that's going to protect any pedestrians because we have that landscaping here. And it's only along this area here where we're requesting that setback. Number two is we're requesting not to have any landscaping fingers in the front of the building here. That's simply because we have loading docks here. It would be hard for trucks to maneuver around if they had to go around some landscape fingers. We do have landscaping along Sunset Road. I'll go into that as well with some additional buffering that we're proposing. Number three is a waiver to reduce our perimeter landscaping right in this very small section to 9 feet where 10 feet is required. That's simply because it's on that curb and it's hard to really get it all in and still have the required turning radius for the driveway here. Number four is that we're requesting to eliminate the required 15 feet of landscaping along Sunset Road to screen and buffer these doors here. So currently there are trees and grass along Sunset in that area. We would have to remove the grass based on the new regulations that we have to remove grass, which is a bummer. But we're also removing some of the trees that are also no longer in the list of approved trees. So what we would like to do, because this is a unique building, unique use along Sunset, is keep the trees that you see here, and then in between the trees we would have podiums where they would place their different types of statues so people can drive by and see them. I don't like that face. They're so cool. I love them. It's like in the arts district. Now, if that gives you a lot of heartburn, we can talk about removing some of those and replacing them with trees if that is something you would rather see them. Let me go on to my next one here. So number five and number seven are our public works waivers. We worked with public works on our throat depth here. It's 14 feet, but that's the exit side, so they weren't concerned with that, and to allow us to keep this pan driveway. We worked with them on significant revisions to the site, so they were comfortable with their at least two waivers that we're requesting. We're requesting to keep our attached sidewalks. So this is an exhibit that shows all of the attached sidewalks in the area in yellow. If there's no yellow, it means there's no sidewalk there in general. So as you can see, all throughout here, it's all attached. Along Sunset, it's attached. So we are requesting to keep the attached here. The majority of pedestrian traffic is along Sunset, not really internal to this
a warehouse development area here. Sunset is NDOT, so they don't require us to do the detached along Sunset. It would only be along rear here on the back of the site. And then that last waiver that we're asking for is to have no landscaping along this area of the eastern side of our property. So that, as I mentioned, is where the airport connector is. This is our site up here, and this is the airport connector. Based on water usage, we think that it's an appropriate waiver. You're not going to be able to see these trees from here. I know staff disagrees with us on that, but we are significantly set up above here, so you're really not going to see those. And we'll be able to really save some water by not planting trees back there. So if you read through the staff report, staff is recommending approval of portions of the project and denial of portions. Several of the waivers they are recommending denial for, but if you read through their language, they say they could support it, but because they're not supporting X, Y, and Z, they couldn't also support those. So we think this is really going to be great for the company and family, and want to keep them in town and see them do what they can do here. So happy to answer any questions.
Anybody from the public want to speak on this item? Seeing no one, close it to the public and open it to the board. I wasn't making a face about the tree. I was making a face because I've seen these things and they're very distracting.
Oh,
and my concern is Sunset is a freeway to begin with. And I was just thinking the other day, I was over there and I was watching the planes. And so my thought was, okay, now I got the planes on the left and I got these cool robots that I want to look at because they're great to look at. That was my concern. I mean, even though I am part of the tree hugger, I guess you're going to call me, I don't want to get rid of our trees and our grass.
Isn't one of these robots sitting out on Sunset anyway?
Yeah, Sunset Now.
So, they have one up there.
I saw one the other day. Right?
Yeah, just one.
Caught my eye. Almost did a U-turn.
See? It caught his eye. See? So my concern is when you're talking like, how many are we putting out? That might be a major safety issue for me. I mean, I even have, I think, do they sell these over off, is this the same people that have them on display at Eastern and the shopping center and the mattress? Yeah, they're in front of that, right? Are those the same?
Yeah.
They own all those?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, so I go through the parking lot, and they're great. I love them, but they distract me. So that was my concern. It's not that, you know, so I would say that if I had a problem with it, it would be limited to how many we can, because they're gorgeous. They're great.
A lot of our drivers have a hard time.
Yeah, we can't multitask in this town. There's too much.
So right now we're requesting to do 9, but
could we agree on 3? I mean, these things are massive. So I guess we can ask for them to limit how many, and then they could negotiate that. But that was my concern. It's the concern of the safety of them. I think they're great. I do like that property that it's going to be improved. I love that area. I think they've done great over the years. All those properties in there have maintained, and I wish my area would do more of that. The care and the green, and I am sad too. I'm sad about grass in our town, that we're losing anything that gives us any happiness or absorbs any heat. But that would be my only concern. Is I don't have a problem with most of the waivers. I just do have a problem with that facing Sunset. And they might want to move them more off the beaten path, so it's not distracting the traffic on Sunset.
Staff has some real heartburn over the sidewalk.
Yeah, it went back and forth though because of the other ones. I mean, the area out there is not, it's not foot traffic.
No,
I mean,
it's not very heavy. I didn't have anything to say about
it. Staff says that staff finds it's imperative to provide a detached sidewalk.
Well, that's their standard response for the detached sidewalks.
I know, but does it go with the other sidewalks that are in the area or what?
So all of the sidewalks in the area are attached. So if we were to pull out our attached sidewalk here, and put detached, it would then go back to attached here, and then also along Sunset. So it would just be right here. All of the yellow are the existing attached sidewalks. There's no detached sidewalks in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You better make a motion, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No? You're not? Oh my gosh,
you guys
have
to start making a motion.
What?
You guys got to start making
a motion. I did.
I just like the last three.
We're arguing about who should make a motion. We're trying to get everybody's feet in the water.
Trying to get them.
I want to go home.
I'm tired of making a motion.
I make a motion.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see.
Somebody steps up.
That we approve with the recommendations of the staff.
Where was it?
Approve 11 and 12? I mean, 12 and 13?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to approve with waivers development standards on 12 and...
Yona's staff was recommending approval. One,
yeah. So do we have to...
Denial.
Do you want to do 12 first then? Is that the best way to do it? Okay, let's do 12 first. Okay, so on 12 we are looking... Did you want to make a motion on...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
On 12 I make a motion that the... recommend.
With preliminary staff conditions?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Then do you want to do 13?
Sure. I make a motion to approve the request with staff's recommendations.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to...
With the if approved staff?
If, yes.
The if approved preliminary.
And then with the condition...
If approved preliminary staff conditions.
And with the limited of how many they face of the structures on.
May I request five?
Do you have a number you want me to put in?
I'm thinking...
She wants three, she wants...
Can we do four?
Okay.
I mean, can we do four? I mean, we're thinking of the footage of that, and I'm looking at the size of each one of those, and it's not a big footage. I mean, it's not, that frontage isn't really large.
No, I think that's a good recommendation.
Okay, I would.
We'll work on it.
Okay,
before we get
sounds
to,
good.
Yeah,
so we're going to do, there's a motion on the floor to approve with.
We have approved conditions, I guess, or whatever else you have.
Well, I'm just going to do it with the right, with the... Okay. Yeah, Blanca. So am I just doing... If we're approving all the waivers, I'm just going to do it with a... How would I say it?
So the waiver that has the item on it is number three?
Yes.
So waiver number three is going to be the total number of...
Is it number three?
No,
hold on. It's not number three.
I think it would just apply to the design review.
Yeah, I think that, because I didn't think it was one of the waivers. Yeah.
Yeah, it would just apply to the design review.
So would I just do approval with waiver of development standards with a
condition
of how many, what are they called? Statues or?
Podiums. Yeah, landscape podiums.
Okay, podium that we allow on the base of frontage of Sunset and limit it to four if possible. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You go for it. Thank you.
Green
name. Those ones are cool, though.
They are cool. I like them. Okay. Is there any general business?
I'm not remembering.
I have some not general business. You know, yeah.
We what?
Oh,
okay. Oh,
I thought I missed something.
Okay. Comments by the general public can be heard at this time. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward and speak to the podium. Clearly state your last name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or Board of Council by majority vote. Anybody here would like to speak? Seeing nobody from the public, closing it. And our next meeting is on February 25th, 2025.
Did
she said afterwards.
Afterwards, okay.
She's going to yell at me afterwards. And the meeting, and make a motion and adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Have a good night, everyone. Good night.
Wait, let's shut this.